You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Life is sweet, Jasper. There's day and night, Jasper, both sweet things. There's sun, moon, and stars, brother, all sweet things. There's likewise a wind on the heath. Who would wish to die?
Primitive tribe, and they found these very unusual artifacts that were produced by this miraculously produced by this primitive group. You know, how could they possibly produce anything like that if they weren't as brilliant as the goddamn camera? I mean, it's like saying a butterfly is dumb. I mean.
Writing you this letter, I'm listening to the sound of the midnight train as it moves and changes across the hills. It reminds me of you as it travels to the back of my mind. Now that's a pretty weird idea. I don't know why it should remind me of you. Sometimes I just listen and it doesn't remind me of anything. It seems to create the space and time in which it moves. It comes from nowhere. Anyway, I'm getting off the subject. I really wrote to tell you the bar we used to play at has changed hands again. Do you remember how everyone got together and danced until dawn? Just like a religion. It took an hour to get the tunes out of your head. Then we got stoned, and in that presence we'd talk about our crazy ideas. I remember you said that a child growing up, the growth of the feeling of being inside yourself, and a sound changing over space and time were similar experiences. Their motions had the same shape. Oh boy.
Thank you. J-Tram.
Swabia.
And I hope you think this song is about you people. Or have you never been swamped before? For many of us, it's a melody, it's no type scene, a happening that is too tough, warm blooded. Swahilia, it's whatever. Swahilia, it's together. Swahilia, it's whether or not that you cop out on what reality is all about. You can even shout in Swahilia. Everybody's boss in Swahilia. A party's all it costs you in Swahilia. Me, cause it's okay, anyone can play it on. Off in Swahilia, everybody's boss in Swahilia. What is all it costs you in Swahilia?
Who were some of your early influences?
Well, the planets, the creator, mythical gods and real ones, people, flowers, everything in nature, inspiration. Musicians get their inspiration really from environmental things, and all musicians are inspiration to me, no matter what style they're playing.
Well, why don't you introduce the next, the two pieces of music you're going to do?
The next song, the first song, Retrospect. It's not really about memory, it's just thinking about something, future, past, present, about something that's totally impossible. It's that kind of song. It's reaching out to the potentials of humanity, potentials of eternal things. And the next one is about face to music, because music is considered as the truth, really. So you say, I'm singing face to music, because that's what this planet has to do now. They got to adjust themselves to another way of thinking and being. And this second song is about that.
But by all means, let's do it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Eternal life is the intersection of the line of time and the plane of now. We live forever. Sun is the reflection of a life within us. Life is God. We shine eternally. Life is the intersection of the line of time and the plane of now. We live forever. Eternal life is the intersection of the line of time and the plane of now. We live forever. Ruled by human logic, we sometimes confine ourselves to one plane of the universe. By human logic, we sometimes confine ourselves to one plane of the universe. By human logic, we sometimes confine ourselves to one plane of the universe. By human logic, we sometimes confine ourselves to one plane of the universe. Given absolute size. that we live forever, shine eternally. Our souls are the centers of realization, in realization of life we love. In love we know that we live forever and shine eternally. Eternal life is the intersection of the line of time and the plane of now. We live forever. Eternal life is the intersection of the line of time and the plane of now. We live forever.
About a hair that's long and clean. About a face, now it's soft and smiling. You can't trace your thoughts, cause they can't be seen. A breeze that just cleans the air. And when she speaks, why it's barely a whisper. It tries to hide, but you know it's there. Smiles at you and it sends you sailing. Sweeps you yonder all along in the night. Glide with ease and you can hardly feel it. But you can tell you're drifting in a moment's flight. Come quite drowsy, so you recline in your easy chair. She's left you there to think in silence about her eyes, about her face and her hair. About her eyes, about her face and her hair.
The cat lies sleeping, waiting for the night. Your time is going much too fast. You've got to slow it on down, or it won't last. And what will be will soon enough pass by. People searching for a better season. Try to catch them. Time is going much too fast. You've got to slow it on down, or it won't last. And what will be will soon enough pass by. Oh,
away, baby. Pa, 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 pa. Let's not mind it. Pa, 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 pa. In our minds. But babe, you know, I have got no money.
I used to come down and beat the hell out of your daddy's drum. Then when you was little, I mean real little, before you even got into playing drums, look here, I got a beat I want to show you. You can go look at your daddy's drums right now today, and they got welt marks in them from where he told me to quit hitting them too hard. He never did get shitty with me about it or nothing. He just let me keep playing.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Hope everybody's hanging in there, keeping it positive. Peace, peace, peace.
All I dream is to be in your dream someday. See my face on your clock as the hands chase you on your way. And the next time you're tired, you might stop for a while. And remember the last time you thought to smile. Don't you know it's for you that I am afraid?
From Paris. I would like to ask you some questions on art and life. I would be curious to travel in your head, Mr. Bickerton.
Yes.
May I call you Ashley, Monsieur Bickerton?
Yes.
Are you interested in ethics?
Yes.
Genetics?
Yes.
Cybernetics?
Yes.
Electronics?
Yes.
Panoramics?
Yes.
Is your work subversive, Mr. Bickerton?
Every now and then I hear the tone. telephone so I count to nine. And when I get to number 10, it stops a ringing and it starts again. I pick up the telephone and then I hear you're all alone, calling all night alone. Mr. Bickerton, please won't you pick up the phone? You'd be known all over the world, from the Bronx to L.A., way up north by the bay, slick as oil of Olay, you'd be running away. Yo, 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 Mr. Bickerton, yo, Mr. B on the way from the ill-tip flow, the mysterious.
Known disease that is incurable. See? And I have been researching on bushes for a good long time, and I have found many bushes to be proof often, 100% beneficial in curing many destructive diseases,
So the bush doctor, who's from the old tradition, is also a mystic man with a message.
True, because to make bush medicine, you have to be mystic. See, because it takes spiritual ingredients. It's not just getting the bush and putting them together. The mind have to be in the medicine, for it to work.
We tramp the open moorland in the rainy April weather, and came upon the little inn that we had found together. The landlord gave us toast and tea and stopped to share a joke. And I remember firelight, I remember firelight, I remember firelight, and you remember smoke.
I must not think bad thoughts.
This animal stands for patience, or animal, insect, I guess is more right.
Yeah.
Ant can carry a loaf over hundreds of miles just to get it back to the anthill. Ants in Africa will strip a forest bare when food is scarce, if it takes them a year. Ant's medicine is a strategy of patience. Ant is a builder like beaver, is aggressive like badger, has stamina like elk, scrutiny like mouse, and giveaway like turkey. Every ant an anthill is part of the ant group mind, as all the ants work for the queen ant and the hive. Self-sacrifice is part of ant medicine. Greater than ants' other medicines, however, is patience. Ant people are active, community-minded folks who see the greater future needs of their town. Ant people are planners like squirrels and are content to see their dreams being built a little at a time. In today's society, that is a rare quality. In the desert, one type of ant will burrow a conical hole with its apex at the bottom. The ant will cover itself and patiently wait for some unsuspecting insect to fall in. When the sand crumbles, the prey eventually falls to the bottom, only to find ants' open jaws. Patience does have its reward. Ant people have a knowing about the sweet victory at the end of the line. There's never a concern about going without. If they are late for the opening of a sale, if what they want is sold out, they are sure that something equal or better is available. If you have ant medicine, you eat slowly and deliberately and are content in knowing that what is yours will come to you. This knowing is good medicine. It shows a trust in the universe to provide. If ant meandered into your spread today, it is time to show a little trust and patience in some life situation. If it is not on the horizon or just around the next anthill, you may need to use some strategy. How can you put to use your power of creation until it arrives, whatever it means to you at this time? Ant is working for the good of the whole, are you? If you are, be assured that the whole wants the same goodness for you and that it will be provided.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.